The Fringe starts now with The Staves, Home Alone 2.
Bacteria bloom. To be lonesome. Christmas will be such a celebration, a day to laugh and sing, a day to watch the snow fall. We don't need a thing, just hope for a new year and strength.
She's dressed in green and burgundy. Across the party, man, she beams. Her eyes enthrall. Well, I wish they'd fall on me. She sings those carols faithfully. Oh, holy night, oh, Christmas tree. And I'm in love before we even speak. So I walk so slow under the mistletoe.
His bangs are chopped, his socks are checked, and I love how his eyes reflect his emerald-colored Christmas turtleneck. And so, oh, oh, I walk so slow under the mistletoe.
Cat, what kind of name is that?
Well, it's short for Catherine.
All right, well, anyway, let's chat. Because you're sweeter than a candy cane.
You're cute like my red Mary Jane.
I do believe this must be preordained.
And so
I walk so slow under the mistletoe. And so I walk so slow under the mistletoe. And so I walk so slow under the mistletoe.
Merry Christmas, Kat.
Merry Christmas, Walt.
nice. She looks right through me with eyes cold as ice. She never answers when I ask her name. She only says I should have a great day. But hey, what could she mean by that? Perhaps I'm the fool she takes me for. Not anything more. I guess it's the season, the time of the year. People, they're happy and full of good cheer. I'll wish you and kiss you and wish you again. I'll tell you it's peace and goodwill to all men. But hey, what could they mean by that? Perhaps I'm the fool they take me for.
To Santa just today, I told him I don't plan to stay. 'Cause you've been bad, yes, you've been treating me wrong. So listen to me, here's Christmas cheers. Because you won't be seeing me here, I won't decorate your Christmas tree this year. You can stay out there, a toast and cheers with all of your friends. But don't count on me being here when you come back again. Your bulbs are burnt out and your tinsel don't shine. I just won't be waiting this time. I won't decorate your Christmas tree this year. Christmas Day, I wouldn't get a present anyway. But have a good time, don't be concerned about me. I'm going back to my mom and dad. They love me more than you ever have. I won't decorate your Christmas tree this year. You can stay out there, a toast and cheers with all of your friends. But don't count on me being here when you come back again. Your bulbs are burnt out and your tinsel don't shine. I just won't be waiting this time. I won't decorate your Christmas tree this year. No, I won't decorate your Christmas tree this year.
At a rock concert one evening, they put old Santa Claus down at a place they call Bull Island, with the Wabash River all around. They called him a fink and a fairy and put him down to shame. Then I got up and testified when they scandalized his name. And I said, Santa Claus ain't a hippie, he's king of Christmas night. Santa Claus ain't a hippie, as sure as Jesus Christ. Santa Claus ain't a hippie, his spirit's alive and well. And if you cats want to find yourself, hear them Christmas bells. This cat came up swashbuckling with tresses like a girl. He said his generation would straighten out the world. He said Saint Nick was foolish and fables all must die. And I got right in his fuzzy face and I looked him in the eye. And I said, Santa Claus ain't a hippie, he's king of Christmas night. Santa Claus ain't a hippie, as sure as Jesus Christ. Santa Claus ain't a hippie, his spirit's alive and well. And if you cats want to find yourself, hear them Christmas bells. This one big burly bruiser came stalking up and spit. He said, take that for Santa Claus, and it tightened up my fist. He said he'd like it quieter, and he thought my views were dim. And I asked him if intensive care was quiet enough for him. And I said, Santa Claus ain't a hippie, he's king of Christmas night. Santa Claus ain't a hippie, as sure as Jesus Christ. Santa Claus ain't a hippie, his spirit's alive and well. And if you cats want to find yourself, hear them Christmas bells. You cats want to find yourself, hear them Christmas bells.
Christmas tree with teardrops. I'm crying 'cause my darling's far away. Since she sent back my presents and said we had to part, a million icy snowflakes have fallen on my heart. I'm throwing my dreams into the fire and watching as they burn and disappear. I'm trimming my Christmas tree with teardrops. There'll be no Merry Christmas this year. Watching as they burn and disappear. I'm trimming my Christmas tree with teardrops. There'll be no Merry Christmas this year.
Ernest Tubb, I'm trimming my Christmas tree with tears. It's the Fringe on KRVS doing some holiday music tonight. Before that, we heard Charlie Stewart. That comes off a recent compilation of found Christmas songs called Christmas Dreamers out on the Numero Group label. It's called Santa Claus Ain't a Hippie. Loretta Lynn before that, I Won't Decorate Your Christmas Tree. Lyle Lovett did Christmas Morning. Walter Martin did I Walk So Slow Under the Mistletoe. Nina Nastasia did Handmade Card. Phoebe Bridgers did Christmas Song, and we started with the Staves doing Home Alone 2. It's the Fringe on KRVS, 88.7 FM, your public radio in Acadiana. Here's Burt Bacharach, The Bell That Couldn't Jingle.
Activate your accelerators. Accelerate your activators. Blast off.
Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, will come to Earth this year. In his rocket ship, he'll make the trip. Christmas, he'll be here. Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, zoom from outer space. He'll bring Martian toys for girls and boys with a merry smile on his face. With his pointed ears and his pointed nose and his 16 toes all curled, he will look so cute in his spaceman suit. He'll be out of this world. Zoom out the Santa Claus from Mars will save when he is through. Of ours, which means I'm ours. Merry Christmas to you.
Zuma, arrival, midnight Christmas Eve. Clear your chimneys, clear your chimneys.
Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, will come to Earth this year.
In his rocket ship, he'll make the trip. Christmas, he'll be here.
Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, will zoom from outer space. He'll bring Martian toys for girls and boys with a merry smile on his face.
With pointed ears and his pointed nose and 16 toes all curled, he will look so cute in his spaceman suit. He'll be out of this world. Zuma, the Santa Claus from Mars, will say when he is through. Lavage, which means a must.
Merry Christmas to you.
Love Lavage, everybody.
I was riding herd one night, all on a Christmas Eve, when I saw a spooky sight, one you never believe. All tuggered out and bone-tired, weary, Santa Claus came my way, dragging his reindeer across the prairie, hitched to a big red sleigh.
Santa got lost in Texas and didn't know how to leave. Santa got lost in Texas, all on a Christmas Eve.
Set right down and rest, I said, here by the campfire's glow. Share my coffee, beans, and bread, for you have to go. You're pretty dumb like me, he said, to work in the wintry frost. I'm pretty dumb like you, I said, but mister, I ain't lost.
Santa got lost in Texas and didn't know how to leave. Santa got lost in Texas all on a Christmas Eve.
I've been riding long, says he, looking for just one guy. Texas is too big for me, too darn wide and high. I'm leaving you a big lone star and a pair of silver spurs. Here in a land of cattle farming, my last stop was yours.
Santa got lost in Texas and didn't know how to leave. Santa got lost in Texas all on Christmas Eve.
So he ate my beans and bread, drank till the pot was dry. Merry Christmas, son, he said, now I've got to fly. You keep watch on the herd, old partner, don't let the doggies roam. I'll just send for a Texas Northern, it'll blow me home.
All right, Bud, deal's a deal. Let's hear your Swedish ditty.
Oh, all right, I said I would and I will. Let it not be said that Ben Cartwright didn't keep a promise. All right, boys, tune me up.
This is the season. My name is Wednesday. My partner is Frank Jones. The chief is Captain Kellogg. December the 24th, Christmas Eve, they brought in a guy named Grudge. When I heard what they booked him on, my blood ran cold. It was a 409-6325-096704. Not believing in Santa Claus. 4:35 p.m. I was working the holiday watch at a homicide with Frank.
Hang up your stocking yet, Joe?
Yeah, just before I come down. You too, Frank?
Always do. Hung it up early just in case I have to work late tonight. Wouldn't want to miss out when Santa Claus comes, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure wouldn't. Be a shame.
What you gonna do tomorrow, Joe? What you gonna do on Christmas? You got any plans?
Nothing much.
Why don't you come by the house, Joe? We're gonna have Christmas dinner. You know, all the trimmings.
Mm-hmm.
Turkey, celery stuffing, oysters maybe, chestnuts.
Mm-hmm.
All the trimmings. Cranberry sauce. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them little carrot sticks. You know, olives, pickles, scallions. Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions. Did you ever notice that, Joe?
Ever notice what, Frank?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Mm-hmm. Scallions.
Anytime after two, Joe. Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
Love to have you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll see.
The missus always fixes a plate of relish with them carrot sticks. You know them little carrot sticks?
Mm-hmm.
Olives, pickles, scallions.
Mm-hmm. Let's not go through that again.
Love to have you. Go through what again, Joe?
How most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
Oh. You noticed that too, huh, Joe?
Homicide Wednesday. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Joe? What's the matter, Joe?
Bringing a guy in on a 409-6325-096704.
You mean?
Yeah. Guy don't believe in scallions. I mean, Santa Claus. 6:29 p.m. We questioned the guy who didn't believe in Santa Claus, a guy named Grudge. Says here your name's Grudge, is that right?
Yeah.
You said you didn't believe in Santa Claus?
It's hard to believe what you said. Did you really say that?
Sure I said it. How do you know there's a Santa Claus? You got a picture of him?
No, no mugshot.
Any fingerprints?
Mm-mm, no latent prints. I just know that's all. It's like saying there isn't an Easter bunny.
That's another guy there ain't no of.
Mm-hmm, well, that's your story, mister.
Joe, he just said that to make me feel bad, didn't he? There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe?
Listen, Grudge, didn't I pick you up 3 years ago on a 1492 for not believing in Columbus?
Yeah. I don't believe in Cleveland or Cincinnati either.
How about Toledo?
I ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Okay, mister, I get the picture now. You don't believe in nothing, do you?
Nothing. And you want to know something else?
What's that?
I'm going to get up and I'm going to walk right out of this room. Because you guys ain't got nothing on me. There ain't no law against not believing in Santa Claus.
There is in my book. Let me tell you something, mister. I'm going to prove there's a Santa Claus if it takes me all night.
Yeah, pretty funny. The police department's got nothing else to do.
Let me straighten you out, buddy. This one's on Frank and me. Right, Frank? Right, Frank?
There really is an Easter bunny, isn't there, Joe? You know, hippity-hopping down the bunny trail?
I took Grudge over to the helicopter, got in, flew around the city for hours. I showed him department stores. What's hurrying in and out of those department stores, Grudge?
Happy people! But I ain't impressed.
I showed him stockings. How are those stockings hung, Grudge?
By the chimney with care. But I didn't hang none up.
I showed him children nestled all snug in their beds. What's dancing in their heads, Grudge?
Visions of sugar plums. But you ain't selling me. There ain't no Santa Claus.
He still didn't believe. There was only one thing left to do. My job, get to the North Pole. 11:45 p.m. We arrived at the North Pole. I set the plane down. We walked over to Sandy's workshop. Rang the bell. Pardon me, sir. Can I ask you a few questions?
Why, sure. Just tickle me to death.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a brownie.
What are you doing at the North Pole with a southern accent?
Well, the boss sort of ran short on help this year, so he had to recruit a few of us brownies from the South Pole.
Mm-hmm. That figures.
What a waste of time.
Could we talk to your boss, please?
Oh, he's out. You would come on the one night he's out in the whole year.
Mm-hmm. What's your particular job, Mr. Brownie?
My boss has 8 tiny reindeer. My job? Feed them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. What do you feed them?
Well, most times I fix up a little plate of relish. Olives, scallions.
Most folks call them green onions, but they're really scallions.
How do you know?
Just a stab in the dark. The little man showed us through the workshop.
My boss will be back for the second load pretty soon. Say, would you all like to hear an interesting story?
Yes, sir.
Will you see that huge pile of presents over there?
Mm-hmm.
Man, look at all that stuff.
Would you believe it? They're all for the same man, been piling up here year after year.
Why didn't the guy ever get them?
Yeah, why?
Because he didn't believe in my boss. You know the rules.
Mm-hmm, we know.
I don't suppose there's no chance that this guy can still...
Get the presents? Oh, sure. He gets them all the minute he believes. But I don't suppose he ever will.
Too bad about that guy. What's his name?
Don't say it. I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Mr. Brownie. What's his name?
His name? Grudge.
The Brownie saw us to the door, wished us a Merry Christmas. We were heading back to the plane when it happened.
Hey!
Yeah, Grudge?
You know that guy I said I didn't believe in?
Who's that?
Santa Claus?
Yes, sir.
You think I'm too old to change my mind?
You're never too old, Mr. Grudge.
Well, then I believe in Santa Claus and Columbus.
How about Cleveland, Cincinnati, and the Easter Bunny?
Yeah, them too.
And Toledo?
I I still ain't made up my mind yet about Toledo.
Look, Grudge, up in the sky. He's coming back for the second load.
It's Santa Claus! It's Santa Claus!
There's the only guy I know can make everybody happy in one night.
Yeah, he must have the biggest heart in the whole world.
That's about the size of it.
Julian Coster from the 2008 record The Singing Saw at Christmas Time doing Silver Bells. Stan Freberg before that did Christmas Dragnet. Michael Landon did Santa Got Lost in Texas. Barry Gordon did Zuma, The Santa Claus from Mars. And we started with Burt Bacharach doing The Bell That Couldn't Jingle. You've been listening to The Fringe. The Fringe is produced remotely in the greater Acadiana area, somewhere along the Lafayette-Broussard line in a mostly abandoned office building. Our website is krvs.org. Please go and pledge your support to your community radio station. Going to go out with The Meaning of Christmas, starring various characters from the beloved Star Wars franchise. Enjoy.
Maybe he did see S. Claus.
Of course he did. These toys don't walk out of the factory by themselves, do they?
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Who are you?
Why, I'm S. Claus, of course.
Wait a minute. There is no image match with 3PO sighting. Where is the round little belly that shakes like jelly?
Look, he's putting on a red suit.
But where's the beard?
You know, I think you have me confused with Santa Claus. I'm his son.
Oh.
There are far too many children in the galaxies for one Claus to handle. So I help him bring toys to all the children.
Do you really bring toys to all of them?
Every single one.
But what about droids? Will we get toys too?
Not exactly. But even though you don't know it, every time you build a toy, you've already been given a gift.
What does he mean?
I think he means Christmas. But, Mr. Claus, pardon me for asking, but what does Christmas really mean? Could you explain it to us?
Of course. I would be happy to. The meaning of Christmas. Christmas is a time for joy. Christmas is a world of snow. Christmas is your own face shining with a special glow. And as any child can see, Christmas needs a Christmas tree, blinking tiny lights with family close at hand. Christmas wreaths on every door, Christmas carols by the store. Christmas is a time. Not only this year, but every year, as far back as anyone can remember, and way into the future, for different peoples, on different planets. But the best Christmas gift is always the same. I can love you, my gift to you, is that I do. Will you all stand with me to each other?
I can love you, my gift to you is that I do.
So you see, the happiness your toys bring to children all over the galaxy is your gift.
Not a feeling can compare to a moment filled with care. For a gift of love will live and ever last. That is the meaning of Christmas.
Soon Christmas will be over, and I suppose we will have to wait a whole year before it comes round again.
That's true, but maybe someday every day will be like Christmas. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Every day a joy, every day a